This weekend, both Nick at Night and Superstation TBS are presenting primetime telecasts of old TV rarities that were shown only once and haven't been seen in more than 30 years. TV critic David Bianculli says neither of them is any good, but both are fascinating.
One of these blasts from the past is shown this Sunday on cable superstation TBS. It's one of the first episodes of a Golden Age anthology series called Climax. This one is from 1954, when Climax was still being produced live from Hollywood. And what makes this episode so unusual is that it's an adaptation of Ian Fleming's Casino Royale, 8 full years before 007 would first appear on film. And what an awful adaptation this is. In this Casino Royale, the hero is completely Americanized. That means there's no 007 designation because he's not on Her Majesty's Secret Service. And no martinis shaken, not stirred. This James Bond is a scotch drinker. And worst of all, he sometimes answers to the name of Bond. Jimmy Bond. Barry Nelson plays Bond and loses. Linda Christian plays the femme fatale, and she's no good either. In fact, the only passable performance comes from the villain, played by Peter Lorre. In this scene, he tries to pry information out of Bond with a pair of pliers, using them to crush the tied-up hero's toes. This could make James Bond lame, but this James Bond already is.
Excruciating, huh? Look, Mr. Bond, if you continue like this, I have to start on poor Valerie. You leave me no choice. I cannot let you destroy me.
I've already destroyed you.
You think so, huh?
I'm no hero. I don't like pain. But I can tell you one thing right now. You won't get anything out of me. Pain and killing's part of my job.
And of mine too, Mr. Bond.
And I'll bet you love it.
The week's other vintage offering is a much more important TV artifact. It's the original pilot version of what became known, with a different cast and different title, as The Dick Van Dyke Show. This first version was called Head of the Family, and the only cast member from that pilot to reappear in the successful series was Carl Reiner. On The Dick Van Dyke Show, Reiner played pompous TV host Alan Brady. But in Head of the Family, which Reiner also created and wrote, he had the role of Rob Petrie. For the most part, Reiner's original co-stars are rather unfamiliar, and so are the interpretations of their characters. There's Barbara Britton as a blonde and chipper Laura, Morty Gunty as a young and nerdy Buddy Sorrell, and Gary Morgan as a whiny little Richie. The shocker is to see Sylvia Miles as Sally Rogers, looking and sounding a lot like Rose Marie. For a taste, here's Rob bringing Richie to work, much to the surprise of Buddy and Sally.
What gives, Rob? What's with the kid?
He can't function with a child.
Please, now, as a personal favor, let him stay here. He has no idea how his father earns a living.
And you want him to find out?
Idea for him to find out where the money for the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches come from. Look, he's a good kid. You won't even know he's here. Rich, come sit over here. Sit here and you'll see how Daddy writes the Alan Sturdy Show.
You need them to help you, Daddy?
Well, no, I don't. Yes, I do. I could write alone, but it's difficult to write a show alone every week.
So you need them?
Yes, I need them. But I'm the main one. I'm in charge. I'm like Casey Stengel. You understand?
No. Rob, can we get started working? I got a blind date tonight with someone I may marry.
CBS televised that pilot in the summer of 1960 just to get some of its losses back, but it hasn't been seen since. The network felt Reiner was too ethnic for Rob, even though the character was based on Reiner's life, which, if you think about it, makes little Richie actually Rob Reiner. But Carl Reiner, instead of walking away from the Head of the Family concept, cast and taped another version, named it after his new leading man, and CBS put it on the air a year later. The rest is history. And if it's history you want, TV has it this weekend. Whether it's Oh Rob or 007.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.